Hi, I'm Mercy, and I'm going to be talking about Wish Tree by Catherine Applegate.
Excellent. Hello, Mercy.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Are you liking this weather we have?
No.
No. Are you ready for snow?
Yes.
You're ready for snow, but you don't like this weather?
No, it's too cold without snow.
Oh, I see. I like that. That's a good reason. That's a good reason. All right, Miss Mercy. Oh, Wish Tree.
Yeah.
This is an amazing book.
It is.
It is. So I'm looking forward to hearing you tell us about Wish Tree, but don't give away any spoilers.
Okay.
Okay.
So Wish Tree is about a tree that people hang their wishes on, and on every May 1st, they call it Wish Day, Wishing Day. And then there's this new girl who goes into, who moves into the neighborhood, and she's a lot different than the other people, and she's like got darker skin, and she has a different religion, and people, so they're just not like welcoming her, and they don't really like her. And then one day a mean word is carved into the trunk of the tree, which the tree is in between the new girl's house and this other house. But the person across the street owns the tree.
Okay.
So the girl, they knew the girl would see this, so someone carves a mean word on the trunk of the tree.
So. Mercy, you did a beautiful job.
Thank you. Beautiful job
describing that book.
Thank you.
Beautiful. I almost got a little teary in the middle there.
Oh.
That was lovely. Does the tree have a name?
They just call him Wish Tree, right?
Isn't the tree's name Red?
Oh yeah, Red. Because his leaves turn red in the fall.
Yeah. Who is telling the story of Wish Tree?
Red.
Red is.
It's from Red's point of view, so it's a fantasy.
Mm-hmm. But it's a great book.
It is.
Mercy, would you say Wish Tree is an important book?
Yes, it is very important.
Do you feel like a lot of people should read this book?
Yes, a lot.
Should adults read this book?
Oh yeah.
Should kids read this book and discuss it with adults?
Yes. Sure.
Mercy, I almost feel like we couldn't even ask you the rest of these questions. We've nailed it, but I do have more questions for you, Mercy. Tell me, why did you like this book?
I liked it because it kind of told you about how, like, to treat everyone, like, the same, and, like, they were just, like, yeah, I liked it because... Like, the tree felt bad, but he couldn't do anything about it. And then, like, there's a big, like, twist in the middle.
Yeah. Did the book make you think?
Yes.
Did the book give you a new perspective on some things?
Yes. Yes.
That makes a good book.
Yeah.
I like that. Mercy, would you give this book a different title, or would you keep the title Wish Tree?
I think I would keep it Wish Tree, but that may be, like, under it, I would say, like, you know, like a subtitle. I would just add a subtitle.
Do you know what your subtitle would be?
Something like from a different point of view or something.
I like that. Cool. Are there characters you would like to meet in real life?
Yes.
Who would you want to meet?
I would want to meet Samar, which is the girl who moved in. She's like the different one. And I would want to meet her, and then the boy... what was his name again?
I can't remember his name right now either. You know I'm bad at remembering names of characters in books. I'm horrible at remembering names of characters in books. But the boy.
Yeah, the boy.
Who's
like, yeah, the neighbor who becomes like friends. Yeah, I would want to meet them.
Okay. What big lesson did you take away from this book?
Treat everyone the same because they might end up different than you think.
Oh, could we also say don't judge a person what they look like?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Mercy, why should the people read this book?
Because it's a really good book and you should, like, read it because then you'll, like, understand, like, maybe how some other people feel if they're, like, new to the school or, like, new to your neighborhood.
It's a great reason to read that book. Mercy, you did a beautiful job.
Thank you.
You nailed it. Would you like to say anything else about Wish Tree?
Yes. I was reading it and I was like thinking, this is getting kind of complicated. And it gets complicated, but yeah, just figure it out, because then, because you should read it. You should read the rest of it too.
You should read the rest of it too. I agree. Well, then, on that note, read Wish Tree by Katherine Applegate.
Yes.
And everyone,
happy reading.